Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called Why Should Humanities Teach Innovation? Let's dive in. Here's something I hear constantly. Innovation is for STEM classes. What does design thinking have to do with Shakespeare? English and history teachers tell me this all the time, as if creativity and problem solving somehow don't belong in their classrooms. But here's what I've discovered through years of research and practice. Innovation pedagogy actually supercharges what humanities already does best: deep interpretation, human empathy, and critical analysis. When we separate innovation from humanities, we rob students of the very skills that make human creativity irreplaceable. Think about it. Design thinking's empathy mapping is literally literary character analysis in action. The iterative revision process mirrors exactly how historians evaluate conflicting sources. Both disciplines ask the same fundamental question: what if we looked at this from a completely different angle? Stanford's D-School research confirms this connection. Perspective taking, a core humanities skill, is the foundation of all innovative thinking. Students who practice textual interpretation naturally transfer those pattern recognition skills to identifying user needs and social problems. Look at Bloom's taxonomy. Analysis, evaluation, and creation align perfectly with innovation's observe-ideate-prototype cycle. So how do we put this into practice? Try what I call the character innovation challenge. After analyzing a literary character's motivations, have students design a modern solution to that character's core problem. Students practice both close reading and creative problem solving. This works with any text, from Hamlet's Indecision to systemic issues in To Kill a Mockingbird. Let me share a real example. Sarah, a 10th grade English teacher, had students analyze the social dynamics in Lord of the Flies. Then she challenged them to design a governance system that would prevent the boys' society from collapsing. Students created prototypes, tested ideas through roleplay, and iterated based on peer feedback. The result? Deeper understanding of Golding's themes and practical experience with collaborative problem solving. Students said it was the first time literature felt useful and real. Here's something you can try Monday morning. Take any text your students are analyzing and add one simple question. If you could redesign this character's world to solve their central conflict, what would you create? Give them 10 minutes to sketch or brainstorm and watch how it transforms their engagement with the original text. Innovation isn't about abandoning the humanities. It's about recognizing that interpretation, empathy, and critical thinking are the engines of human progress. When we teach students to understand complex narratives and create solutions, we're preparing them for a future where technology needs human wisdom to guide it. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem solving into every classroom. This podcast is just the beginning. In January 2026, I'll be releasing my book, Teaching Innovation in the Classroom. Until then, follow along on YouTube, Facebook, and X at The Innovation Roth as we prepare resources to help you make innovation a core part of your teaching.